Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and I want to thank all of you who've called in. We are having an exciting show. We've got Amy Kavanaugh in the wings waiting. We're listening to Jennifer Grimm, one of the most beautiful voices that's out there now in the market. I am so excited to have Jennifer will be on tomorrow. What we've got excellent going on today is we've also got Amy going to be doing some little bit of card readings. We're going to ask her those questions everybody wants to know. Amy's been on the show before. We've had a lot of positive feedback. We're all excited about it. We really are looking forward to having her go ahead and do some of her work with us. We are going to be asking some of the other people that are coming in some of the questions we've got, and Psychics Gone Wild is going to get really Friday fun here in about 2 minutes. Those of you who've been checking in, please go into the psychic chat, and I encourage and I'm asking a lot of you to do me a favor. I have right now quite a few books, so I'm giving a discount on the soft cover book of Living in the Psychic Realm. So any of you who would like a signed autograph one, I'll even sign whatever you'd like. I've had people, you know, send it to Dear Susie or Uncle Ned, whatever you want. Write to me at psychicjethro@aol.com. You know, send me the amount. The hardest thing is shipping right now. We're finding out that I'm getting a discount on the post office is doing with me on magazines. So one book, you know, order one book, and I can do this for you. We'll send it to you, and we'll get it to you. And it's under $20 if you look on there. We've, you know, made it affordable. It is. I don't have any hardback right now, but we're in that. And I encourage each and every one of you to listen and stay tuned with us because we're going to really get wild. We're looking at a lot of publicity, and I'm pretty much just going all full boards into getting Living in the Psychic Realm out there and to get to psychic reality. That's the second book that's coming. We have been working with some other people, and I'm just really, really encouraging everyone that has had a chance to, you know, please, I thank you for all your following and your friendships. We've had quite a few responses from Facebook, and we're looking to get into everyone, and we're just excited. I love today. Amy was on before. She has a very original personality. She's a very loving person, and as I've been noticing from doing Psychics Gone Wild and from Living in the Psychic Realm, Amy's one of those people, as all of us have done, is we find ourselves in this path, and then we're here, and we have all these abilities, we have all this energy, and, you know, without furthermore me discussing, we're going to welcome Amy to the show. Hi, Amy.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Jethro, for having me on. This is really exciting, because I guess I'm like, we are all psychics, so I guess like the accidental medium or something, a series of life events that, were pretty devastating, pretty much wiped out my my old life, and I had to build a new life that wasn't based on the accumulation of things, and it's been sort of a magical, ride over the past 5 years. So, Jethro, I was joking, because he's like, Amy, are you really a mermaid? Because that's what I have as my job description on Facebook. And honestly, I'm probably a mermaid. I'm a mermaid at heart, but I do have legs. And I do have legs and feet, but I'm so excited. This summer I'm going to mermaid camp at Weekiwachee Springs. So when you ask me in September or October, if I'm a mermaid, I might be able to give a different answer. But I really, in my meditations before the radio show, I just asked that I keep my ego out of this and that I be truthful. So I would be telling a lie if I said that I really was a mermaid. So if anybody wants to join me, it's in Weekiwachee Springs. And if anyone's down in the southeast or Weekiwachee Springs, Florida.
Wow. Very good. I love that. And Amy, what I love is you are a mermaid and you're going to be a mermaid. And what's really unique is we had the best, not only response, but the day that Amy just came on and was here and kind of helping, and we had other psychics on, and a lady came on, and obviously Amy's going to talk to you guys about some issues that Amy's been through quite a bit. She's got a unique experiences in her life, and one thing I love with her gift is I just thank Amy, and I love the fact she came back, and what was so cute was everybody's like, you know, is Amy a mermaid? I said, I don't know, I'll ask her, and I love her response. There's one thing about Amy, you're going to get candid with her, and Amy, it's true, you use cards, you do some psychic work with some cards too.
Yeah, right. I mean, because I'm fairly new at all of this to, in all honesty, to just do it on the spot on a radio show. I really didn't trust myself as getting clear messages. If I was just going a channel. So I just use the cards just to stay focused on the messages that I'm getting. But you know, again, just to be honest, I haven't been doing this long enough for other people where I can just know that I'm turning on and I'm getting through spirit, and you know, so that's really just what I'm using the cards for.
I love that. And you know, and one of the things is, those of you who've read the book or listened to me talk, I love all the different tools. I'm welcoming it. We've all know with Amy. Amy did some very heartfelt emotions and talked with one of the people before. We got a lot of positive people who are going, man, you know, Amy's a very gifted person, and we thank her for being on. We're going to go to our first one right off the bat, 404. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild. How's your Friday?
Hi, Jethro and Amy. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. We're excited. Did you call in Psychics Gone Wild? If you'll give us a little bit of your name, we're going to kind of look here, and both of us will sense with you, and we'll go. You know, Amy taught you about her card. She uses that tool. I use different tools. And what I'm feeling with you is, you called in, you've got a couple questions. I don't think you've just got one thing going on there.
Yeah, but there's one specifically I'm just curious about. My name's Nancy, by the way.
Thank you, Nancy.
My main question, I have just been doing some research on Ancestry.com with my family, and I found out that we have a lot of twins that run in our family. So my main question is, we have a lot of fraternal twins also. Do you sense anything as far as children? Do you sense that coming from me, fraternal twins at all, or anything?
In your energy, I feel that you've got this in the family, but I do see that there's some things going on with you too. You really want children. You're really going out there with the energy, and the guides are showing me with you that you are going to have children. But this is a female sensing thing. This is something the way I was trained is, like, there's ones who can tell you, I can tell by looking at a person how if they're going to have a boy or a girl. I can tell with the energy of the aura. What I can see with you in the future is, I see you having children. Your question is, are you going to have twins, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I feel here with you in that I don't feel the twins. I feel that you're going to have children that are going to be very strong. I feel that they are there with the energy, and I do see that one of the really good things is, this is a quality. In fact, my son is with a twin. His relationship, she is a twin brother, and I love with the twins. You guys have such a unique energy. I've dealt with this in my family. There were 6 sets of twins in my grandfather's family. And so when we all got together, everybody went, yay, here we're going to have, you know. They have 2 little boys, but they were born separate times. And the reasoning I'm feeling also with me, I feel that there's something else going on here with relationship. But your guys are kind of fighting you a little bit about what else you're doing. You've got some work to do. They want you to do something here outside the home and something in your career. They're talking career to me.
Yeah, I'm in school now. I'm going back do something in the administrative field, so I'm starting back school this summer, so that might be why I'm wanting to change career.
Yeah, and I see that coming first, and I think that's a good thing. I'm not discouraging with the family, because everyone knows how I'm very family-orientated, but I see that, and the guys are saying that this is going to be the strength, and they said that you're going to be working with children around some of the factors by your career.
Oh, wow, okay.
You know, that's what they're talking to me about. And Amy, would you like to tell Nancy, what are you sensing here, what the cards are getting?
Yeah, my sense really didn't pick up on whether you're having the twins or not, but it's really, you know, what I'm really picking up strongly on is the ancestry and the legacy. And what I'm starting to learn is that we actually carry our ancestors in our in our DNA and in our soul. And what really crazy, because I closed my eyes when I was picking out these cards, but this card really deals with parenting. And when we talk about parenting, we talk about parenting ourselves and parenting our offspring. And each new generation offers us an opportunity to rewrite history. And honestly, that everybody's got, you know, families will be families. And I'm sure we all have, they can't take your relatives or whatever, but we really have a chance with each new generation to, we can even rewrite the past, you know, we can rewrite the past. And I think that, you know, the job change and the guest of picking up on that your work with children, I feel that you've got this really long urge to figure out where you're, where you're coming from, and I really think that that information that you're gathering is going to help you really alter the course of history, You know, be it do things differently or be it do things the same, whether it's honor the rituals of the past. So that's the strong sense that I'm getting. Is just keep doing, you know, find out all that you can about your ancestors. But then once you find out that information, try to locate them within you. You know, try to locate them within you, whether you feel them in your heart or soul, or you recognize in some of the mannerisms, and that's really the strong message that I get. You know, it's not like when we go to ancestry.com and things like that, it's not just like we're looking for gossip, we're really looking for important clues, and when we get those clues in there, I think that internalize, find those things within us, because they are in us somewhere, and that is how we carry the generations forward. So that's really the strong message I'm getting, is to, you know, keep looking for those, and, you know, there's just so much information that we can find out about ourselves by those who have gone before us. They're sort of like our past, they're sort of a form of our past lives. So I think that you're going to get a lot of answers for starting your future from that, from your research.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Well, Nancy, I hope we answered your question. You're having a fun Friday, and this has been a unique thing, and thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. And one thing I love about this, when you guys are listening, we were talking here, and Nancy, and those of you who call in on 773-897-6461, we'll get those readings. We've got a few waiting, but the fun thing we've been doing and what we've been enjoying is we're getting to make friends from all over. This has been a very fun variety. I thank and welcome all of you guys who listen in and call in. And what we do, those of you who know with Psychics Gone Wild, is we encourage and approach a lot of variety here. And just in the month of April, we were going back over some of the different people and some of the things, and one of the things we found out is we're really reaching some really positive here of those of you who want and would like to see us on daily. Please give us your feedback. We welcome that. A lot of you have joined the groups. We've really picked up and increased some of the Psychics Gone Wild creativity, and what we're looking at doing, those of you who know, is we will be adding, we've got pretty much, we like to have like this today, you've got me and Amy on, and we've got in the psychic chat room, you've got, usually we've got Tristan in there, we've got always Kelly in there, you know, and something else is going on too, that you'll see going on with them too, is it's some of the really positive energies that we have going on is that one of the psychics told me the other day, they said, you know, we never know what's going on with Gone in the Wild, and we're psychic. That's what we're after. We like that surprise factor. And what we love, like with Amy and different guests that come on, is you guys get to experience. We all make friends. And I thank Amy for taking the time out of her day. A lot of times people say, you know, so busy during the day. And well, that's one thing we're looking at. We need to know, is it better for you guys if we go on later in the afternoon or early in the morning? You know, both times work, and right now we're just staying in the middle until we find out what you guys want. You know, you can always listen to us on the archives. And Amy, one of the questions I had for you last time they asked is they said you had spoke on there that you were a widow, and they were asking if it's all right to ask, how long have you been a widow?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, that was one of the, that wasn't the that was really the when the put the fuel on the fire as far as changing my life. I became a widow on January 3rd, 2011. This was not like the father of my child. This is a friend of mine from college, and we reconnected, and it was crazy because it was a very volatile relationship, and just in 5 short years, I got breast cancer and had like 7 surgeries, and both his parents died, and we went into economic ruin, and we separated, and we reconciled, and then he got leukemia, and then actually died from being in the hospital for too long, not from the leukemia. But anyway, why I say this was that it was one of those situations where the relationship on its face made absolutely no sense. But to participate in someone's transition is just the greatest privilege that I could have ever had. And he was really, really sick, but he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready to die. Actually, the hospital got him addicted to OxyContin, and it was actually the OxyContin that killed him. But he didn't want to die, so he was. And he's a fighter. He's Irish, and one thing they say about the Irish, Freud says, psychotherapy is of no value to the Irish, and truer words have never been spoken about him. He was also incredibly intuitive. He used to say, my dad used to come to him. I was like, whatever. And anyway, my point where I'm going with all this, I'm sort of rambling, is that I knew he was scared to die because he was scared he was going to run into his ornery, bully father, and didn't, even though he was, you know, Christian or whatever, he really didn't know what it meant to die because it just all sounds, we don't spend much time thinking about it. So through prayer, and this is really when my life changed, through prayer and meditation, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to take him up there. And I meditated myself into the light, went up part of the way I knew it was sort of like a near-death experience for me. And we have stayed deeply connected since then in our relationship, which on faith we were one of those couples that people just didn't want to be around because we were at any given point in time, whether it's about salt shakers or whatever, you know, a fight could ensue. But as soon as he died, he went to my daughter, he went to some people I didn't even really know, and I could tell that he had gone through. I could tell that he had gone through his life review. And then he started visiting me all the time, and then he just started opening up all these doors. You know, working with my other spirit guides and Jesus and all the other, you know, all the other people that we too have access to if we would, you know, stay out of Walmart or whatever. And anyway, so that's the story, and it turned into a fairy tale, and people who didn't understand why we were, you know, even myself, to understand, you know, why this connection took place and why we were reconnected 30 years later, the whole fairy tale is just unfolding. But since then, I've gotten, I don't want to say obsessed, I'm very focused on the fact that we as Americans are just so woefully unprepared to die. And when we think about getting our affairs in order, we're like, oh, yeah, I have a will, or, yeah, I bought a cemetery plot or something like that. But one thing you need, when you're dying, you need to believe in something, just, you know. And I'm just hoping, I now volunteer at hospice, and I'm just really hoping that I can facilitate, I call dying like sex, I don't know how old y'all are, but like, in the 19, or if you watch Mad Men, but in the 60s, in the early 60s, people really didn't talk about sex that much, and then we had the sexual revolution, and I think that's what's going to have to start happening, and is happening right now with death and dying. It's scientific evidence of that our souls live on, and now it's no longer a religious battle as to what happens when we die. It's really neuroscience and quantum physics. So I just love dying. And not that it's my time. Obviously, it's not my time to die yet. But I just think it's beautiful. And I just, today, I was visiting one of my hospice patients. And the thing that I'm really struck with is, as you get closer to, you know, the fact that you know that you're going to be leaving Earth soon, how honest you get, you know, how honest you get. And when I think about people going through their, you know, going through their life review, which is sort of this universal topic that comes up when, regardless of what religion is, how much, you know, how more quickly we could ascend to some of the higher realms of heaven if we did some of the prep work, you know, if you did some of the prep work here, even to the point where we could create heaven on earth. So that's a long version of, yes, I'm a widow.
No, you're fine, and that's exactly what, you know, that's what I love about Amy. I mean, you always say that, and we love you because you do go there. That's what people want to know. I know personally and emotionally for me, 2008 was the year that my oldest son went home to the other side, and one of the hardest things for me was having this gift and knowing didn't make it easier. They had told me, and I say they, the angels and guides, I knew as a child, my son, those of you who've read the book know that Abby was my second teacher and my children's godmother. She came in and out of the town we lived and visited me through years and let me know that this son would, when I, you know, it was predicted that he was a blue energy and he would be with me a short time. We worked with things. I know a lot about free will, and I do believe, like we were talking there about on the other side, is you'll see the angels when they're working with it. When Jeffrey is my oldest son's name, in 2008 when he went home, they told me this. They worked with me. It took me a little bit of energy, even with being passed on the other side and that, to really get the other grip. The excellent thing for me and one of the really unique things was it was close to Christmas. It was, you know, those of you who know, I lived in Rocky Mountains at that time, and the holidays in the Rocky Mountains are beautiful. But our family's always celebrated Christmas Eve. We also do other things. And I could feel the energies with his closeness, with his passing. As things were going on, he was not only over there working with them and working with the guides, but also there was a lot of, like Amy says, and this is where we're seeing this, you know, near-death experiences, these future experiences and working. And my son knew with my beliefs, and I've always welcomed it. I had passed and came back, and I know it's just another chapter. I know the excellent thing that was, those of us who are getting more attuned, and you guys know that I was born with this gift, is I have a large amount of guides and work that I do on the other side, and I really love the white angel work. I'm very Christian and very much have always believed it and known. And long story short, as you know, as we all talk, I think it comes with this career, is as we're going through the energy, Jeffrey told me the most excellent experience, and he let me know that he was gone. And we were on a black road. We were coming on icy roads, me and the person I was in the relationship, and she's driving. We're driving down the road, and it's black ice. And anybody who's ever been through Shirley Basin in Wyoming, it's a very scary road on its own. Without straight snow, black ice, and they had closed the roads, and we chose at that point to go ahead and continue. They had closed behind us, and most people just turn around and come back. We chose because I knew they'd called and told me that Jeffrey Hill was not breathing, and they took him to the hospital. As we were driving down there, we were unsafe, and I was getting very obviously upset and trying to figure out and ask and talk, you know, as a psychic with the guides. I, you know, sitting in the vehicle and going, okay, you know, they had saved my younger son Ryan. The guides had brought Ryan back to me, and my logic was, I would talk with the angels and the guides, and I know that, you know, our higher creator to me is a very loving creator, and I'm going, okay, give him back. You know, my idea was, okay, you've taken and you brought Ryan, my youngest son, back to me after an accident. Bring me back Jeffrey. And one of the biggest dawnings on me and the most spiritual involvements of my life was I saw my son upset with me. He was not happy. We'd had a discussion actually a month before this around my birthday, and he wanted to stay with me, and I knew that he was in his, you know, he was 20 years old. He was working, taking care of someone. I knew that my life was doing this, and I thought I was doing the right parenting thing at the time, and still justify that he needed to be 20 years old on his own, and I needed to be on my own. And I'm like, I love you very much. You know, Jeffrey Jr. is my nickname, Jeff. And I said, but I really, you know, I go, I feel that you need this. I feel you need to stay where you are, and I feel that this is this. We talked, we went down, and he always bought me tacos. It was one of these funny things. My son knows I love to cook, and he was always like, fast food is a big thing for my family, you know, owning restaurants. And he took me in, he bought me tacos. We sat down, and what we loved about the energy, and I say we because I've talked to him later, is he told me some very remarkable things that, you know, as everything came about, I knew my psychic son had outsmarted me. He was very gifted, very sensitive. Anyone will tell you who knew Jeffrey or, you know, knows Ryan. But they were raised around this and very gifted. And he told me, he's like, Dad, this Christmas present to you this year is going to be so great. And we had let balloons go for my birthday that year. And he's like, you know, remember the color of the balloons? And I'm like, yeah, they were a really cool electric blue that he bought me. And I laughed and I said, yeah. I go, it's kind of wild out in the winter, you know, in Wyoming, letting them go. I said, I bet people thought we were crazy and we're joking. And he's like, remember that color, Dad, because that's going to be something with your present. So I'm trying to read him. You know, as a psychic, I've always loved that. Try to out-psych a psychic. I couldn't understand. I'm like, okay, what's he, you know, he usually buys me music. He usually buys. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be a heartfelt gift. And I got a really funny energy. Long story short, everything kept happening. We went through this, and all of a sudden, I'd see this color, and the song had come on. I'm going to have a blue, blue Christmas. The guys had warned me for 2 months in Jackson Hole and other places, if I make it through December, if you've ever heard that song, I would hear that song, and it's my father's type of music. It wasn't real crazy, as those of you know, with me and my father. And so I'd hear this music, and I'd get a little awkward, and I'd get this chill come over me. I know now it was Jeffrey and his guys, and then they already knew if I made it through December, because that's when Jeffrey passed. I didn't do too well at the service. I have to say, for all my spiritual and all my experiences, I did not care not only for all the people that were there and the fact that, to me, my son was a very well classy person, and we believe in cremation. It was very odd with the service. I was not comfortable because I knew that that was the show, but I was not comfortable in what was going. I chose then to work with the ones there. They took care of things. I went with my youngest son and my father and some other people, and we got away from the situation, and I knew I was close to losing my cool. I'm very Scorpio, and I pride myself never lose my temper. You know, I was raised in the public. I kept hearing that song, you know, have a blue, blue Christmas without you, and I'd start to get emotional. And I realized, okay, I'm not grieving, you know, which we heard Amy talk to the lady about, and I was so impressed last time Amy was on. It all of a sudden clicked, and my son, I felt him. I knew he was there, and he's like, Dad, I'm okay. I'm all right. And I got to be honest with you, the most intensest anger in my life at 40-some years old was, what do you mean you're okay, you're dead? You know, my first response was, you're okay, you're not okay, you're dead. And I realized, you know, for, you know, those of you who know my wild sense of humor, my son had the same sense of humor, it hit me hilarious. All of a sudden, I'm like, you know, that just made me laugh. It was like, here you are, and I'm a psychic, we're sitting in this place, and I'm like, you're dead. And my mother and my dad are looking at me both very gifted, and she's like, we kind of wondered when you were going to notice that he was sitting here, because they both, you know, they both can see. I was born with this gift and then got it stronger. My mother's like, we wondered when you were going to see. And he was sitting there, and it was a very good dawning on me, and that's when the tears really came, because then I had to address it. I've come on very much more and done a lot more healing, and I love with my son, he does visit. I do believe that, you know, we've carried on the namesake. We have a Jeffrey Lee Jr., who is the spitting image of his uncle, and we all believe in our family that he obviously has a lot of his uncle's help there. My sister and me both laugh because we'll feel Jeffrey. Jeffrey will tell us stuff about little Jeff, and we'll call, and Jeffrey was sick recently, and he's like, you know, tell Ryan that, you know, Jeffrey's got this. We went, I called, everything happened. But I love when she was talking, and what Amy was expressing there is when you guys are, when we're talking about the other side, you know, it is a getting in touch. It is a spiritual. And it's a grieving process that we all have our things. I love the fact now my son still visits me. He, you know, we have some proof. We're working with a camera right now. And in my path and my mission, this is part of mine this time in this lifetime, is to go ahead and get out there with everybody that there is not only afterlife, but also the spiritual and the psychic development of working with this in this time in this life, because I know as an older soul, that's part of why they let me come back. Part of what the agreement is getting out my books, getting out the word, and getting it to where people can not only become in touch with that sixth sense, but also really strengthening them. I thank everybody. I know you guys, there's a lot of you who've listened in. We're going to get with you. Please be patient. We're going to take a few minutes break here just to get a little drink of water. Give me and Amy just a chance, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes. I'd like you to listen to this music. This is one of my very favorite people to be on tomorrow, Jennifer Grimm. She's a very beautiful singer. She's graciously has lent me use this music to do this show, and I want to thank all of you who've listened in. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Be on the road today. I'm alive because I love him. We are not making him humble.
Thank everyone for listening in. Apologize, you can hear me. I'm in here having sunflower seeds a little bit. I always take a little bit of break and get a little something to drink. Amy, how you doing?
Good, good. I really enjoyed that story that you shared. And I so much, because I work a lot with widows, and some of them are just so to hang on to their grief because they haven't found it. They feel like their grief connects them to their deceased loved one. And I'm a pretty powerful person, overwhelm some people, and I really try hard not to be like, shake them and go, just go, find the message. And they're like, well, this happened, I wonder if it's a message. Well, of course it's a message. And I think the thing that I learned through all of this, just to watch the transition of our relationship, is that so much of our anger and our inability to get along with other people is just caused by our just little surface symptoms. And as soon as, in Keith's case, and so often, as soon as Keith died, I realized I just had this instant sense of forgiveness for him over some things that he had done over time which weren't so socially acceptable, for lack of a better term. And really, all there really is love. I mean, this experience that I went through, I know was just to teach me that there really is only love, and all of this other stuff that comes up, whether it's economic insecurity or, you know, tensions with other people, it's just surface noise that our egos make up to keep us distracted from the fact that there's just this great big universe full of people dead and alive and people who have never come to Earth and all sorts of things that are just love us and want the ultimate good for us. And I know our loved ones want us to be happy. Our loved ones, like last week's show, it was a woman whose husband was deceased and she was starting to date. Our loved ones want us to find other partners in the universal world of love. We're so caught up in monogamy, and I remember when she died, that was the first thing I Google searched, is there sex in heaven? I envisioned him up there meeting his deceased girlfriends, and anyway, but those are just concepts that we've made up to make our world small and fear-based, and as soon as when we get little glimpses of this, if we can just really believe, because it's true. Whether we believe it or not, it's true. And, you know, the more I see people growing into an acceptance and belief of this, and belief that their loved ones are not very far away. You know, they even have these machines now that can measure the energetic things. They're probably sitting right next to you. If you have a feeling that, oh, I feel like my father is near, it's because he probably is. And whether he's there, his energy's there or not, doesn't matter as much as that we just have to always, always believe that their love is there. And even in the, one of the other things that was a hard lesson to learn, but I really think that we really learn from the people on the other side, is that have gratitude for the bad things that happen. Sure, anybody can be, you know, grateful when, you know, they just win the lottery or something goes their way, but what we need to be extra grateful for is these things that we perceive as being bad, because that's when the lessons are really going to come, and that's when the universe is really working for our highest good, even though it looks like the universe is really just trying to knock us down. So it's just amazing, and I'm really excited. I think one of the things I'm starting to see is that we're getting rid of, I was at a woman's house today doing my hospice work, and they were evangelical Christians. And ordinarily, if we were having this conversation, I would have my guards up, like, blah, 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 you know. And they would be things, but they're really just words. And of course, miracles, because words are just symbols for symbols, so they're twice removed from reality. So if you just think about the feelings that are associated with these things, other than like the actual word, you know, is there a hell? Yeah, there'll be a hell if you want. If you want one to be, you can certainly create one. You can certainly create one. You can spend eternity there if you want. You know, it's just a great big problem of semantics. But the one word that universal theme of this whole thing is that there's just abundancy of love, and we spend, you know, and we can either spend our lives moving towards it and being in love, or we can create all sorts of distractions and drama and imaginary stuff to separate us from it. So,
yeah, well, and this is what we were talking, and those of you who are listening to the psychic chats, we're welcoming you. We've got a few callers. I know we're holding you guys. We bear with us. One of the things I love about doing this show every day is we always give you guys a little mini reading, so you can always catch in on that, but I'd love to get your opinion on this afterlife. One of the excellent things we were talking here before the break was about, you know, Amy's a widow and I have lost my child. I had a couple other people ask me, it's like, no, I really love my children very much. It's not easy. I think it's one of the worst things to do is to lose it. I don't play it down because I loved him less. I also played in the energy that I had a lot of friends and people back home who basically were letting me how much more they love their children because they were alive, and I don't think that's the case at all. I think that what you have, and I think when you have, when you've lost someone real close to you, is you have a different perspective on it. I've had a lot of people that I've helped through, and I love, like Amy. Amy helps a lot of people with grief, and one of the things I love about what, you know, with my gift to be able to see, and like we were talking about with friends, and like Amy was saying with the way you see over there, is my son gave me the best Christmas present. I was saying that before we went on our break, and what he did to me was he woke me up early in the morning. Now, anyone who knows, my son was like 5:30 a.m. was his time. He would wake up. He was like my mother, very happy, very positive. He woke me up, shook the bed, got me up. I'm wandering around. It's Christmas, you know, basically Christmas Day, and I'm going, oh my, you know, what is happening here? Christmas Eve, and when I was very sad, very depressed, obviously opening my gifts, and my life was not the same now that, you know, my son. Well, I'm doing this, and it's like he told me a present, and I got to experience, and I had a counselor working with me. I went to a grief counseling because I pretty much was pretty depressed on the fact that, you know, my son, I kept going through. But they explained to me, and what I saw was what he was showing me was my son came back and took me over. He showed me where he was going. He showed me exactly what Amy did talk about there and say. When I had was younger and drowned and came back, I was there for a short time. They wouldn't let me stay. The second time I didn't listen to the guides and I had a horrible wreck, came out of the wreck, and they... My godmother was there, Meg. She wouldn't let me stay. They were telling me basically I need to come back. Those memories and the light and going, I remembered and being back here. The really intense thing with Jeffrey and the really good thing was he showed me not only over there, but he showed me exactly what Amy's saying. There is a life over there. There is a positive over there. They are a lot of different individuals working in different clusters of color. It's something that metaphysically I had studied and had gotten a little bit of things on it. I always knew from the past as there was things I felt and experienced. I knew that we had done energies, you know, with different people, why we're put together for karmic reasons. He started really working with me, and the next couple months would come in, back and forth, wake me up, and I really, you know, this was the time I wanted to basically not only give up doing this, but I realized, you know, it's a hurt. It's like Amy said, when you're grieving, you have that hard feeling, and you've got all this wonderment in your head. And what I love about what my oldest son did for me, the gift, is he put my heart and head together. He made me realize that not all of the old friends, not all the people were going to stay my friends, sadly, over some of the things they did. Some people were really judgmental. Jeff was a flirt. Jeff dated a lot. Well, because I'm psychic and metaphysical and I lived in a cow town, a lot of people threw that at me. They're like, if you weren't out doing these readings, you know, God would have let you keep your son. You know, there was a lot of cruelty. I had one of my own parents tell me I don't believe in spankings, that if I would have spanked my son more, he would have been a good son. Now, mind you, Jeffrey took care of a paraplegic. He was 20 years old. He was in a very serious relationship. He also was helping his sister with her family that she was raising. And with my 80-year-old mother, he would go out and chop wood and helped her with her house. But in their belief, I hadn't raised him right because I let him know about psychic. I let him know about metaphysical. He was very sensitive. And because we knew there was something wrong with us. You know, Amy, what would you, I mean, you are very gifted in this area when it comes to people and noticing. What is your, just your gut feeling on this opinion?
Well, I think that people tend to hate things that they don't understand. So, and people just want to know. We're so centered on, you know, wanting more now, you know, and so instead of people looking for, you know, the universal message that was sent by the whole thing, they just want it explained away quickly so that they can say it won't happen to them. You know, it won't happen to them because I don't give readings. It won't happen to them because I go to Sunday school. And I just had a situation, like a dear friend of mine's daughter died in a car accident. And of course, now, you know, with the internet, you can find anything on anybody. So if you Google search the girl's name who died, you know, her obituary came up, but also some past trouble with the law came up. So in this news story about her death, instead of focusing on, oh, my prayers go out to the family, well, she was drunk, as if they were the toxicologist on the scene, you know, on the scene. So people just, I think, want to find a way to rationalize things so they can be comfortable that it happened to them because they did something wrong, as opposed to, you know, and again, I don't want to get all carried away with the woo-ness of all this and how great it is to, you know, have a dead husband. Some days really painful and sad, but people just want the easy answer, especially for things that don't appeal to them or do not resonate to their current thought system. So
I agree, and that's unfortunate
because they do, you know, especially when young people die tragically before their time, and see it now with this Kennedy woman, the wife of this Kennedy, who's got, you know, everyone's like, she was an alcoholic, she was a drug addict, good riddance, you know. And there's sacredness to it. There's sacredness to every life. And while you don't want to walk around, you know, inviting serial killers in, because if they kill you, it's because of the universe, you know, for some great spiritual lesson. I think that people need to just have a little bit more acceptance. I heard it put really well, you know, the other day. Don't judge me because I sin differently than the way you sin.
I love that.
Because at the end of the day, you know, especially with the, it's one of the reasons I'm really excited about the scientific advancements that are being made on the study of the soul. So now suddenly, you know, there's religion and some people are religious, but everybody has a soul. So everybody has some spirituality, whether it's, you know, how they manifest it while they're still in a body differs from people to people. But, you know, now seeing, and I even read an article last week where the Vatican has hired a bunch of mediums because they've realized that, you know, this rest in peace thing is not real. You know, everyone's not laying around sleeping, waiting for Jesus. The soul is a thing, just like electricity and the internet waves and things like that. And regardless of what your religion is, something happens to it once your body leaves. So I think that you just need to walk the walk. I mean, I've got all sorts of people with all sorts of, you know, oh, it's a function of your, you know, it's a function of your grief. It's the devil. It's all these people, you know, coming and speaking. But, you know, again, those are just words. And to try to explain it to people, you're really cheapening your experience, because you're trying to dilute it and distort it to a point where they'll finally accept it. So,
I love that, Amy. Very good. 318, you're on with us right now. You've been on for the last 5 minutes. You've been really good. There's about four of you who stayed with us while we got serious, and I love this because we're always there for the mini readings, but today this is a serious topic on Psychics Gone Wild. 318, how you feeling?
Hi, Jethro. I'm feeling good today.
I'm glad. I love you, and I apologize that, you know, I can feel a lot of them got a little cranky, but me and Amy are doing it, and that's what I love about Friday is I get to do what I want.
Exactly.
You know, we're having a serious conversation here. I welcome you to give your name if you'd like a mini reading. I'd welcome you to give your opinion, you know.
My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
You have called in. I like with this energy, and I feel like you, Donna. We were talking here earlier about the death experience. We're looking at it a little bit. Donna, I feel like you've got some questions about your life and some other stuff. You've kind of got some things going on with you right now.
Well, just a little bit. Not
yeah.
much.
Well, not that's a polite way of getting it. And that's what we love about this. That's what psychics is about and what we do with our gift and really helping others. And we've hit on a pretty serious topic here, Donna, is I'm going to Amy, what would you need from Donna to go ahead and do your reading with the cards? And we'll give you both of the readings, Donna.
I guess, why don't you just tell me your birthday, not the year.
Okay, it's August the 19th.
I'm just pulling a little bit from spirit and a little bit from just energy of the conversation, but it sounds to me like you're going through a big growth prefer, but there's a lot of change going on, and one of the things that comes up with change, and I don't know if it's going to resonate or not, but it's just what I'm feeling and what the cards pulled up, is that one of the things that comes up when we have to go through change is that everything gets shifted around. So some of our darkness and some of the parts that we feel like we have to keep outside of, inside from our veneer, and because they're not, because people are going to judge us for it, come up as we're going to change, because we need to rely on new tools and things like that. Are you going through a change right now?
Not at the moment.
I think that really just the message that I'm getting on this is that, and then Destro could pick up from the spirit realm, is to just trust your gut, on this, on whatever you, even if it's doing something that seems like it's a little bit outside your comfort zone or is not what the mainstream solution to a challenge or a decision that comes in your future is that to just, like, look inside and trust your gut and, maybe go out on a limb a little bit. Because some of our biggest, advancements in our society, whether they're scientific or medical or even just our own self-growth, is from, just doing things out of the ordinary. I'm just getting this really strong message that to get a little, not wild, I mean, not so reckless, but, just take a few more risks and just know that the universe is there to catch you if you fall, and that's one of the wonderful things about being human is we're given the free will to make mistakes. So I don't know if that's resonating to you at all, but I'm just getting this big feeling that you should take some risks, do things that you want to do with your little voice, listen to the little voice inside of your head instead of the big voice inside of your head.
Okay.
I feel that, Donna, with you too, and I agree very much. We've got here, and we're doing a Psychics Roundtable, so those of you who are calling in to Psychics Gone Wild, we've got Donna sitting at the table, and me and Amy are both throwing things at her. No, we're kidding. We're both reading you and doing throwing out with energy, and I love this. This is one of the fun things that those of you who listen to Blog Talk Radio know, a Psychics Roundtable. We've got a really excellent energy here, Donna, that I do get with you. I'm getting some other sadness here with you, Donna. I keep feeling like... You've got a little bit of an inner thing here going on a little bit that you stayed. I feel like they keep telling me you stayed where you are right now for others.
True.
And they're telling me that very strong. The angels are telling me that you also had been there, and you did this out of the love. And sometimes you're not getting the love there. Sometimes you're getting, now that things have happened differently, I feel like the angels are showing me that you've got something else going on there.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're all right. You've got some other, I love to talk. You got to say, slow down, Jethro. As the guides are going, they're going, all of a sudden they're telling me that you've got yourself in a position now where you need a little help, Donna, and you're not getting that help.
Well, not exactly. I take care of my family and my grandchildren, so that's the only thing that I...
I love you. I got to tell you that. Did you hear what you just said? That is the most positive experience. Where are people like this? Donna, we've got to get you neutered so there's more of you out there. She takes care of her grandchildren. She takes care of her family, and that's enough. Well, I'm being honored because the guys are showing me that the love's there, but they're saying that what happened there is you're kind of missing out on... I understand the love of the family, and I do agree with that very much, but I also realize that in this life, in the karma, they also wanted you to have some time to kind of enjoy some other things, and I feel like what's happened is the family needs to kind of, let Donna do some other stuff a little bit. Sometimes you give a lot there, and that's what they're telling me. And it's, I'm not taking from that. I very much compliment you. I'm a very advocate of family. What the angels and them are telling me and what they're showing me is that you stayed here, and you're also got some other work to do. There's a blessing of financing is what they're talking about. They said that the financing for you has been, it's not been easy.
That's true.
They're showing me that you've got some other things of yours and that you're able to do stuff with handcrafts. There's some things that you physically do. You're able to make, there's some financial things that you can do, and you, it's like it's something you've done in past time before, and it's something you used to make finance with. But because of situations there, timing-wise, you get very little time for you, which I know you're going to tell me how you love everybody, and I'm glad too. But the angels are just telling me they're kind of trying to get the balance there. I'm trying to pick up the other part of the love. They said there's another love for you and some other parts too, and you do this. I love Donna. I told you guys, she all knows that. Now I just said it over the radio airwaves, but I really do, and it's just because you're a very positive person. I do feel a little bit here. You're not a complainer, and you should. I feel there's a little bit of aching. I feel like there's something here going a little bit with the joints. I feel like
what? I'm sorry.
Like you physically have with your joints. I feel like there's some swelling. I feel like there's times that you ache and hurt a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I was in a major car wreck back in 79 and three other car wrecks right after that, and I've suffered with the back for a long time.
That's what I was talking about, you staying in the things, and she does love with her family, and she's done this. Now, we want these angels to give Donna a little less pain. She stayed here. She stayed on the other side, and exactly what our topic's going. And I thank you, Donna. You've been on all since the show, and I could feel your energy, and I thought, you know, there's a lot of ones who call in every week, and they can call, but I knew with you, and a part of what the angels are telling me is this is you've sensed some of this. What you remember from your car wrecks and some of that over there, your angels brought you back like a cake. You weren't done. You weren't done having fun over here.
Yes, I truthfully believe that, because my first car wreck, I was in a coma for like almost a week, and I still today cannot remember exactly what even happened. All I remember seeing at that time was a car coming at us, and I've never been able to remember exactly what had really happened, but just by hearsay.
That's what I feel. And those of you who've kept track, we're doing a longer show today. We're doing a half an hour more, and we're with Amy Kavanaugh and Psychic Jethro and our lovely friend Donna, who's an angel, I think, in disguise. We're going to find out here real soon. But you just really are a very gifted person, and I do love what you said. I mean, you got me teary-eyed. You've been listening to our personal accounts, and then you said the answer. And when we're over here and we're doing it, you know, spending time with our family, spending time with our children, you know, I laugh and I still some days, and everybody teases me, I talk and I'm on this with the psychic lines, I'm all working. My most favorite thing to do is to call and spend a little time with my grandbabies, both our boys, and my son, and it's just what you said, that little bit of time. And what I felt with you in the energy is I feel that you have the choice over there. They keep telling me that you are very gifted. I know in light, and this is an opinion of Jethro, so if you guys want to write and yell at me, go ahead. I believe when you go over in Destiny and over there, they talk with you and they look at your life and they say, here's where we go. You've done this story and here's what we've got. And there's a depending on your karma and depending on the angels with you, they give you this back. And I believe Donna was brought back because Donna had these experiences and the people here and the ones that are now. You have a child there who has some things going on, Donna. They keep telling me that they really look to you to talk with. It's like I keep seeing you at a kitchen table discussing stuff.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. This love, this child, is the energy of what we've been talking about today and what me and Amy were getting at. And I have this love with the son. I have with both sons. I mean, I have a different type of love. Wouldn't you agree, Donna? I mean, this is a touchy topic. All parents are going to go, eek, when I say it. We love our children, but don't you love your children each individually for different reasons?
Yes, I do. You try to treat them all the same, but there's just that individual love that you have for each and every one, because they're all just different. They're not all the same.
And I love that, and I agree with that. And what I encourage with this, and what I see this as something that, now, I will let you guys know, from a Baptist family, and I'm not saying anything against that, but some of our culture and some of our Native American is another culture that was added in there. Then you add the fact that, you know, very strong working people, anyone who knows, my family owns quite a few different properties in back home, and pretty much with their amounts of financial, they pretty much the working ethic. So what we were talking, what Donna was just saying, was something that is a kind of a taboo in my culture. If you say that, then you love one more. In fact,
you can say exactly.
Donna knows where I'm coming from. Those of you who are listening in today on Psyche's Gone Wild, this is one of the etiquettes that we're coming into now. Everyone's learning to love their children individually. We're learning to do this spiritual, like we were talking about. I mean, 5 years ago, if we were to be having this show on the radio, already I would be getting stamped out. What they call, people would be calling, fighting. I opened my cafe in the hometown of mine. People knew that I was gifted. They broke out my window to my restaurant 4 times because they wanted me to close down the restaurant. My family's known for family restaurants, food. It wasn't anything with me personally. It was the fact that the rumor was, and it was started in the small town, that I was going to be doing psychic readings. I used to sit there and read at the table with playing cards, tarot cards, other tools, and the rumor went around. So what I'm putting out and what I'm getting here, and what I love what Donna was just saying, her and her, I feel this as a daughter here. You have a daughter.
Well, it's my granddaughter.
Granddaughter. This energy now that's been put here, you and her are handing back what, we go full circle here, what Amy Kavanaugh was talking about, and I love what she said, our DNA and our family and our social there. You're giving to this granddaughter pieces of history of your life that it was one of the factors you're here now doing. And you're also doing the fact that even though you're in some physical pain here because of physical reasoning from this wreck, you wouldn't trade a minute of that for anything.
No, I would never do anything like that. You know, the thing about it is the child looks up to that parent, grandparent, mother figure, you know, father figure. And that's what children do. They look up to you. So we have to be the one to turn around and make sure this child grows the right way and knows the right thing in life.
Thank you, Donna. And I thank you. And we've given you a piece. We welcome you to call back. We're going to keep you on our list. And we got the prayers to you. I do feel there's going to be some changes for you a little bit. I haven't done a lot of a mini reading for you today. And I'm having one of those days. I apologize to everyone. It's a really good day. Some days I've always done this gift, but there's a reason today I need to just kind of lay back. And I do that also because I really take pride in what I do. Those of you who've caught on that I do Best American Psychics, I am in the top 50 in the world. I'm now working on some new goals. I'm a Scorpio. I like to climb those with it. I really take pride. I got my feelings hurt a little bit with Blog Talk Radio, that a lot of ones I've had through the last couple months have just been calling my phone going, you know, Psychic Jethro, what do you think? Well, what the gift is and what I really feel is we really want to take pride. Donna, I have picked you because you've been such a good person, and I have your phone number down. You're going to get a free half an hour reading with Psychic Jethro. And one of them is because you're a very good person.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the other part is you also are in the top 4 of the people that have stayed on. And I know this was an intense thing. And poor Amy, I love her dearly. She's a very good person. You know, we got a little personal there, and I hope, Donna, that, you know, the topic is, some people don't like to talk about this topic.
Well, you know, this topic does need to be talked about at all times, you know, because we don't want to lose faith in what our parents, grandparents have talked about and taught us. You understand?
Thank you. I love you, and I bless you, Donna. And we're going to go on. We've got a little bit longer show. We've got to go a little bit more today, and we're going to go with the rest of the people. I welcome you to listen in, Donna, and I will be calling you after the show and setting up that half-an-hour reading with you.
And I thank you so much, Jethro, and thank you, Amy, so very, very much. You're so kind.
Oh, that was nice talking to you, Donna. Keep doing what you're doing because you have a beautiful soul.
Yeah.
Thank you, huh? One of the things that struck me, if I don't want to bog this all down, is like, I guess like in the 90s, they were always talking about people being codependent and that was a bad thing. And helping people, you know, was bad because we weren't letting people stand up for themselves. But there's no really greater gift than to just, you know, help your children. And if helping your children means helping your grandchildren. But at the same time, it's important that our the people that we're caring for, you know, see us as being human, and you know, see us make a mistake here or there, or see us not being perfect. I think it gives them the courage that they can stand on their own two feet. But beautiful what you're doing.
I love that. And we're going to go right on with Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going into the rest of it. We've had a really fun show today. This is Jethro, psychic, with A.B. Kavanaugh. And Amy's on the 773-897-6461. We've had a very interesting topic. We've been talking about after-life experience, after-death experience. We've been talking about life as you know it. One of the great things about Psychics Gone Wild is we do hit on some intense topics. We welcome all of you. We're going to go into a few, a little bit of the radio. Amy, are you okay to stay on with me? We've got about 20 minutes left of the show today.
Yep, no problem. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you. And we're enjoying you, and we're just so very blessed. One thing, I will give you guys a little bit of a minute here. We're going to do just a few, hang on, those of you who've called. We've got about five callers plus our regular seven callers on. We, you know, welcome all of you guys. I'm going to give you a little bit of a few minutes of what we do here and let you know. One of the things I always encourage is refer your psychic. Refer your psychic and tell other people, because what keeps us going is that. And don't refer your psychic and keeps us ongoing. I had an experience here this last month. I have been very fortunate. I had a lot of publicity on readings, and one thing I really loved about it was people giving out the name. That keeps that psychic in business. That's one thing with Psychics Gone Wild. Your referrals keeps us doing this. We will be having on more psychics. We've got a whole new variety. I love when you guys want to repeat, like you asked for Amy Kavanaugh. Here she is. She's a very open, direct person. She's got a book in the makings. We know that Amy's going to be doing a lot of things. She was talking to us. I love that. We're going to see if we can get Amy to come on and do one of our shows, you know, and you know, that's with Amy and her guides. But if we could have a weekday show, you know, an hour with Amy, I think would everyone love. We've got a lot of publicity from you guys. We also have gotten publicity on ones you weren't care about. Let us know. One thing I say about this, and that's why I let you guys know as a psychic reader, I am really looking and hoping and going to do this. Psychics Gone Wild was a dream that I had that the guides told me when I was doing Living in the Realm. We're going to be taking Psychics Gone Wild to the mixtalk.com. We're going to be taking Psychics Gone Wild to the A1 Psychic Network. I just got off the phone earlier today with the owner of the Mixtalk, and we're working on that. We're going to be putting this show. So those of you who know what that means, it means that some of these shows that we're on will be moved over there. The thing is, that's where I come from. The Mixtalk.com is how I started my radio. The really excellent thing that I want to encourage everyone in what we're doing is we're going to be bringing you more variety. I have four psychics who are going to be on now besides the psychics that we have. Now, we have Psychic Celeste. We have Psychic Chef. We have Psychic Jethro. We have Casey Kelly and her birth card. And we have Tristan. Those are all what I consider our psychics on Gone Wild. That's a pretty good array, and you've got a lot of personality. We're all caring, loving people. And from this now, we've had a lot of response, you know, hopefully with Amy. Maybe we can add Amy as one of our regulars off and on the show. We're looking to get some more. Those of you who know, we do also have some guest spots. I'm bringing on Jennifer Grimm tomorrow, one of the most beautiful gifted voices you've gotten to hear during the show. And what we're going to be adding too is we have, you know, talked with Ron from his angel readings. He was on. We're going to see that. I've talked to him. He looks like he will be maybe doing another guest spot hopefully soon with us. And even more importantly, what we're going to be adding to it is we're going to be adding some more spots. We want to do a health spot, you know, and we encourage everyone, you know, if it's from health.com or it's actual, I will do it over the air, especially if we have some proof that it does help people. I want to always encourage something that's beneficial and be helping people grow. That's what Psychics Gone Wild really is. It's helping each and every one of us spiritually grow. We thank all of you. You've been very patient. 512, it's you. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi. Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you? You're like, you finally shut up. I know what you were thinking. It's all good.
I was listening, and I heard you say about the judgment, how you felt like you got a lot of judgment. And that's what I feel like I'm going to get when I travel next week back to my hometown in Alaska. You know, my guides told me not to worry, and what I want is I just want to make the right choices so that there's peace.
Okay, and I need your first name, and I'll go with the reading, and we'll go right into it. And I thank you. You're really on the hot topic, man. I can feel the energy. Your guides are really pushing on that. I feel like it's like guilt. It's a wasted emotion, but it's still there, and you're feeling it from your people in Alaska.
Okay, my name is Pearl.
Pearl, I feel there's another strength, too. I feel like you're really gifted. You're getting a lot of pressure in the back of your pineal gland. I feel that they're working with you to really help you become more gifted.
Yes, and I feel it coming. I feel like there's a present out there, and it's heading towards me, so I got really excited, like yesterday.
Yeah. Amy, what are you getting here with Pearl?
Well, what I got right off the bat, and again, the card I pulled up was really affirms that for me is that you are a very powerful aura, and you're a very powerful and gifted person, and you say that you're going out there hoping for peace. I think that you need to come to a clear understanding in your head of what peace is. Sometimes people feel like peace is, is nothingness, and you know, not ruffling any feathers or anything like that. And sure, that might bring peace to the situation while you're sitting around the table, but that's not going to bring you inner peace. I think that you really need to hold steadfast to your journey and to the person that you are, and hold on a minute. And don't go out there with this expectation of trying to avoid conflict, because you can. That's where I was going. Peace does not mean a lack of conflict. It's just how that conflict is addressed. So it's not so much hold your tongue or don't say this or don't do yourself, you know, go into people-pleasing mode. Just be vigilant as to your reaction. You know, it doesn't matter what other people think of us, and no matter how many affirmations we do, how much time we look in the mirror and say, you know, I love myself. Soon we use other people as our mirror instead of ourselves. So one thing I'm getting a strong message is for you to do some mirror, you know, whether it's on the, are you driving out there? Is that what you said? You're going to Alaska?
You got Hello? A little bit, yeah, I'm sorry. Hello, we got you back. It's a little technical. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear me? Are you driving to Alaska?
I'm flying.
Did you say you're going to Alaska?
Yes.
And are you from where?
Texas.
And are you driving?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought that you were. I'm confusing you with someone else who is going on a car trip. Right. Kelly.
Yeah, we've got Kelly on there. Kelly's going on. You got. Right.
That would be a long drive. That would be a lot of time. But one of the things that I'd suggest is that you do a lot of, you know, before you get in these situations where you perceive that you're going to be judged, do some mirror work. You know, look in the mirror and affirm to yourself, remind yourself who you are, remind yourself of, you know, the work that you've done and this your spiritual purpose for being here, and just sort of like, you know, it's not ammunition, because ammunition you're just using to attack, but just make sure that you're really grounded before any of these potential interactions that you're perceiving that you're going to be judged in. And a great way to do it, because again, you know, we always think like, oh, looking in the mirror, I must be vain or something, but just look in the mirror, Louise Hay told me this, personally, when I was talking to her at a conference, she said, Amy, just look in the mirror. You know, when these people start acting crazy, just excuse yourself, go to the bathroom, look in the mirror, remind yourself who you are, remind yourself the purpose and the journey that you know you're on, and don't let these, because you're not doing anybody any good. No one's, they're still going to be judging you, and you're going to be miserable. So I really think that you can change their opinion, or what you think their opinion of you is going to be, just by changing your reaction to the opinion. That's the big thing that I'm getting. It's just keep looking in the mirror. Remind yourself, I'm on this journey for a purpose, and the purpose is bigger than just keeping this little group of people happy. My purpose is for the entire, my purpose is to bring light or bring change or affect change in the entire universe. And I can't let this small group of people and what I think they think about me take me off course. And when they see your steadfastness, that may be where you will begin to change their opinion. I don't know if that made sense or not, but that was
That kind of helped me see, taking the entire universe, it kind of made me see that I'm making a little bit of a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, if you're going to be a people pleaser, people please the universe. People please don't people please the smallest common denominator, because people love, and we all do it. We love, if we see that we have control or power over people, we know where those buttons are, and then we immediately go there. But you're not here on this planet to make this small group of people happy. You were placed here. You were placed here, and you're doing the work that you've been told and sent here to do. And they're not insignificant. But you're not doing them any favors. That's the thing. You're not. The universe wants you to be on this path. The small group of people, or whatever, so they can be comfortable. Change is uncomfortable. So that was the whole thing. Keeping peace. There's difference between peace and no conflict.
Right, and I am kind of making little changes and doing what I normally wouldn't do. And so I think they're kind of feeling that too. I'm staying with somebody that normally I wouldn't stay with. At this time, I'm not staying with family.
Right. So that. Right. Exactly. So you're changing. We're all. It's especially family. The system. It's just like when your car. Like you get one thing fixed on your car, and then the other things start. Because it's all interrelated. So while they're still probably going to. Be some, don't avoid the conflict. Just avoid your historic reactions to the conflict, and use the mirror. Get a little hand, get a mirror, put it in your a little mirror, and put it in your purse. And whenever you're starting to feel like, oh my God, they're getting to me, pull the mirror out, run into the bathroom, run into the corner, and just remind yourself of this wonderful. Reason that you're here, and all of the
As you were talking, I was reminded of what is within you is without. So if I can keep the peace within myself, then I can show them that, and maybe they'll match my vibration.
Or if they, even if they don't, even if they don't match your vibrate, they will, because everything's a system. But even if they don't meet your, do it for the universe. Don't do it for them. Do it for the universe. And if they're not quite there, But at least you're not what you're used to be. So you end up being a light for them, and you show them that on any given day, We can change in a multitude of ways. But families just love getting together and seeing if they can find the old and the familiar. And they want you to be on this journey too. They just don't know how to express it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, very good. And Pearl, we thank you. We're down to our last 10 minutes of our show. We welcome you to listen in. We're going to do a little bit of a broadcasting here a little bit and kind of go through a little bit of what we've got to end this with Psychic Jethro and Amy Kavanaugh. We've had a very fun Friday. We've got Casey Kelly and our birth cards on. Is there anything you wanted to say today on the Psychic Circle?
It's been really cool today. It's like, you know, hope everyone has a really blessed and awesome weekend. It's like we're looking forward to taking off to Idaho on Monday, and it's like, thank you guys for prayers and stuff, and maybe we can, like, help Rita's mom if we can kind of, like, put some prayers out there. She was born, Rita was saying, in 1928. She's one of those people that she feels like it's more blessed to give than to receive, and she doesn't receive. She wants to give all the time, and it's like, and it's made her kind of old and cranky. So we need to help her, pray for her to learn how to be a better receiver.
No, that. Thank you, Kelly. And we're going to all kind of miss with Kelly this week. She'll be on. And what we're going to do is we're going to have the show's going to be at normal 2 o'clock. You'll have to deal with me. And we've got a lot of, this week, I've got a lot of people who've been putting in to do some spot shows. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out Monday morning with Psychic Chef, and then we're just going to run the week through. And I'll be going on with different people at our 2 o'clock time in the East Coast, noon in the Mountain Time, and just having a lot of fun. And what I welcome all of you guys who are, you know, in the chat room is to get a hold of, speaking of, our other psychic, Tristan. And how are you, Tristan?
Oh, hey, Jethro. How are you?
Good. You'll be in the chat room this week, next week?
Sure. No problem.
You know, and please get a hold of her. She does do some readings. She's been excellent on, she's on our Wednesdays and having fun. And it'll be me and her on Wednesday. Me and Tristan, and, you know, we just welcome everybody to kind of do this, and that gives Kelly this kind of time to get her family stuff taken care of, and, you know, we all want her to be safely. She said she's going to call, and we'll have her on the phone so we can still talk to her, and that way she don't have to play with her computer or stop, or I tried this when I moved from California to Florida. It was not pretty. I even had a Bluetooth. I ended up doing this, and so what I really want is I want Kelly to be safe. I want her to go enjoy herself in there, and we'll look forward to seeing her back on the airway. She's got Sunday. I think you're on this Sunday, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to talk to you about, well, see. let me think
okay.
About this. Yes, we don't have to leave till Monday, so yes, I can leave my computers up till Sunday. So it's like, yes, you don't have to cover for me on Sunday, but it's like we're going to be traveling on the road like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it's like.
I've got her covered, and we got her on those days, and I got her going to Thursday. Okay, we got them going to We've got it, and okay, we've got her on Sunday. So Sunday she will be on. You guys will do that show, and then I will take next week, and we'll give her that Monday through Friday, and then expect to see her back next Sunday. So that gives her that time because I'm on, you know, Fridays and Saturdays. And what I love with you guys, and I'm encouraging, is please send us more of what your opinion is. We want to do Psychic Gone Wild. We're having fun with it. I apologize to you. I've been experiencing some psychic headaches, and I'm working on that. I have some friends working with me on the healing, and they're letting me know that what's happened in light, what you guys saw today was a little different. And to be honest with you, I wanted to see a little different. I mean, all of the shows have different options, and I want to make sure that we're giving that to everybody. I've had some complaints. I know you can hear me with the sunflower seeds, and I will probably continue to do that. It's better than smoking. I am right now really praying and putting a lot of energy towards working with all of the things we've got. We want to continue on for June because June is really, really busy, and what we'll be looking at is we want to keep on, and we need you guys' opinion. You guys are what matters. So write me at Psychic Jethro. Let me know what you feel. You know, we're going to be going to MixTalk.com. That means that me and Casey Kelly are going there. We're offering to do this two times with me and her doing it, and then I would like Tristan to come on the third time with me on the MixTalk.com and show him what Psychics Gone Wild does on Wednesdays with our Wild Wednesday woman, and that's what Tristan's got the nickname now. Tristan?
Yes, dear?
Does that sound like something you might be willing to come on and play on the other show for an hour with me there, too?
Sure, whatever you need. No worries.
Okay. Thank you. These are the friends, and this is the fun we do here. And I love the fact that they nicknamed her the Wild Wednesday Woman, but it's kind of fun. And one thing about Tristan, Tristan's a very gifted reader, very fun, and helps you guys in the psychic chat. And I don't think that her and Kelly get the publicity they deserve for that enough. But, you know, one of the great ways to do that is to get a hold of them, do a mini reading. I've had a lot of fun. We're looking at, we're going to be doing some work and look for the next week. Once I do get a few minutes and sit down with Tristan, me and Tristan, I'm going to see if she will help me with some organizations that do some charity work. And We found out just recently that, you know, people love Tristan, and we just have gotten to work together. So I'll keep stay informed. Listen to 773-897-6461. Those of you who listened a week back, I got a lot of publicity, and I didn't realize how many people were into our love lives. I teased Tristan over the thing about a card. It was the love card that she pulled when I pulled it up, and I teased her about getting married. Those of you who wanted were worried about it. Last we heard, Tristan is still single, and she'll let you know if that changes, or she won't if she don't want you to know. But what I feel bad was I teased Tristan over the radio, which everyone knows I do. The card came up. It said love would be up. The really unteasing is that this card means in the next 3 months, Tristan's going to find a very intense relationship with someone she knows or someone coming into her future. We didn't do the rest of it. We were playing with the cards, and it was for the metaphysical class. And so I just want to clear the area. So I had, you know, I got a couple of emails, and everybody wanted to know who she was marrying and hoping it was them. Last I heard, Tristan, you're still single? I guess.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Yes, I'm still single, and okay, I didn't realize you were getting emails about my love life, but okay. You need to pass them forward to me.
No, we don't want to lose Tristan, and we know how many you're chasing her. No, we're teasing her, but we did have emails. And what I kind of got when I love with this is I've been getting a lot of work on it, and I've been putting in those of you who are on the psychic chat and have the fun. We have a lot of fun with this, and what's really important is that we do it. I do want to address, I won't do vulgar words, and we will be taken off. We just recently lost two people, and we'll be losing some more on psychic chat. Any of you guys that are administrators, by the way, Kelly is. I know that Tristan, I think, is. If she's not, she will be when I get done with this. I encourage you guys to look on here. And Amy, you know, you come on. Anybody, if you see this, let me know. Or if you're as administrator, drop the person off. We do not take any profanity whatsoever. You know, it's because we have a large audience. Here we're mature. There we have younger kids. So just so you guys know, on Psychics Gone Wild and on Psychic Chat, we've just hit the 450 mark. It seems to be our magic number, and then it kind of always plays around and goes the other way, and then they come back. We've got some new psychics we're welcoming that are coming on next week. It's going to be a surprise. I'm going to have you just do the guest show because I've had a lot of friends who've talked to me about coming on and can't. Lady Palmer will be in there one of those days. That is a surprise. She had some other situations occur, and right now we're working on her coming back as a guest. She would like to take one day eventually, but you know she's very busy. And one thing you guys remember, that beautiful gifted voice very much. We're going to finish out the last of it here with, is there anything, Kelly, you want to say real quick?
Oh, let's see. I think I said some of that yesterday, that Venus is in retrograde from May 15th until June 27th, so we're probably going to be seeing a lot of people call in about questions with love life and what is going on. It's like, well, here's maybe why. And I just read Amy there said she's getting like headaches from those solar flares. I was like, whoa, so maybe that's, you know, you're sensitive as, you know, it's like maybe that's where some of yours is coming from too, is that electrical interference.
2 days of it, really strong.
They're really weird. They're in a place where that, you know, because everyone's headaches are familiar, you know, are familiar to them, and this is just this wacky one that I started tracking it on NOAA, and it was like if they're flashing, my head needs to, you know, you can either move towards the headache or move away from the headache, so.
Yeah, I thank you, and I feel that it makes sense to me. And Amy, the last couple of minutes, we thank you for coming on, and anything you'd like to tell everybody before we sign off?
No, I just appreciate everybody. I appreciate everybody listening, and, you know, for those of you who called in and were, you know, looking for readings and more of a channeling thing, I just prayed before I got on, and I just felt that I was not, didn't think I was going to be able to pull these people and be totally honest. And my goal was to just come from a place of complete honesty, not, here's your mom. She's right here. So I appreciate everybody for listening. I appreciate everybody listening, and I hope that they didn't get what they expected to get. They got something.
We got you, Amy, and I do agree with Kelly. You are our mermaid, and we love you dearly.
Well, and, thank you. Thank you. And I just enjoy, I mean, everybody is just so, it's just so wonderful. And this is a wonderful thing you're doing here, getting at, because I do, I work with a lot of grieving people. And one of the, you know, and so many of the people they want to, you know, because one of the things happens, especially if their loved one, you know, there was a lot of expenses involved with, you know, someone's illness or something, you know, just to be able for them to get a little taste of, you know, a little taste of a reading and see that it isn't, you know, there's normal, just everyday people with everyday lives just trying to get some comfort. It's just a wonderful service that that you're providing.
Thank you, Amy. And those of you who've been listening to Psychics Gone Wild, we're going to go off the air. Welcome to listen to me tomorrow evening with Jennifer Grimm. We're going to finish out with her music, a very beautiful, gifted voice from California. And she will be on with me live. We'll be doing it all. And I apologize, like Amy said, for those of you who experienced the, but it's better to set and do a time when we are. And today, about an hour before the show, my headaches started to go a little bit. And I realized that I agree with Amy. It is solar flares, and I just take pride in what I do. And I just got 10 seconds. I agree. Sometimes it's better to just let it go through than to do it. The show going on in a psychic or another is sometimes the awkward. And, you know, let me know. Your opinion is very valued, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.